Amen. You may be seated. I want to read in Matthew 28 first to set the stage for what God wants to do here this morning. Matthew 28. Set the stage. Now pay attention to this, because the Holy Spirit this morning want to show you the same thing that happened to Jesus happened to you. In other words, you cannot have the life of Christ unless you have been crucified. You can fake it. You can become a church member. But to have the real life of Christ, you're going to have to be crucified. And you're going to have a resurrection just like Jesus. I'm going to show it to you in the scripture. It's so clear. I mean, you don't even need an interpreter. It's going to be so clear that you're not only celebrating Jesus' resurrection, but you're celebrating your resurrection. How many of y'all remember when you got saved? How many of y'all still glad about it? Y'all put your hand down too fast. How many? Same thing happened to Jesus, happened to you. He paid it, then you went through it. All right, let's just look. Matthew 28, first verse. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and then the angel sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him the keeper did shake and became a dead man. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye. I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Underline that. Which was crucified. Which was crucified. And then the sixth verse says, he's not here. What? Why he's not here? For he is risen. Why are you not at the barroom today? And said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. And before he goes before you into Galilee, there shall you see him. I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples words. Now, I'm going to show you something now. It's very important you understand it, that the Holy Spirit can attach himself to you this morning to bring you to a greater revelation of the resurrection, that it become personal. And it become a daily lifestyle. But you got to get the revelation of it. You have to let the Holy Spirit show you. And I pray, God, that the Holy Spirit touch you this morning. Turn to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. He was crucified, right?
Yes,
sir. And he rose from the dead, right?
Yes,
that's what we had to celebrate this morning, right? He's alive, right?
Yes, sir.
He's not going to die no more, right?
No.
All right. Go to Galatians 2:20. Just for a minute. In this text, it is shown that you have been crucified also, if you're really real. If you're really real, but it is so powerful. You got it on the board, but I'm trying to find it Bible here, Galatians 2:20. Now, you know, as long as I've been in the Bible, he just, I know we don't want this mess it up. 2:20, Galatians 2:20. Now, you're going to have to be spiritually blind to miss this. Because what God is revealing this morning is the same life that Jesus had belong to you now. Watch what I say next. The same power that Jesus was operating in has been placed on the inside of you. You're not weak. That's your body. You're not weak. That's your mind. We're talking about being quickened by the Spirit. Holy Spirit quickened us up in here this morning. That we won't go to a ceremony, but we'll come to a realization that this morning we've been in the presence of God. And we really, then you can celebrate. Are you following me? Celebration has to be in the Spirit. It can't be in the store. This celebration is too big for the store. That there's nothing in this world can handle this celebration. This celebration can only be celebrated in the spirit realm. So if you don't get in the spirit, you're going to miss the whole day of Easter. And his presence is here now. And you're about to see clearly. And I'll give you a subject that in a few moments. But you're about to see the same power, the same life, the same miracles, the same signs, the same wonders as a child of God. You are designed by God to carry them out right now. The same thing that Jesus did when he was on earth is on the inside of you right now. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, look at the first three words, four words, five words. I am crucified with Christ. Yes. Now notice what it said. Nevertheless, I live. Look what it said next. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Hallelujah. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Watch it now. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, my brothers and sisters, that is your death. That is your crucifixion. That's your burial. That's your resurrection. In other words, God permitted you to go through the same thing that Jesus went through and already have given you the same results. Actually, now I'm going to say something to you as a Christian. There's absolutely nothing impossible for you to do. But if you play on the outside, you just be religious and you're just going to church. I had the intercessors to pray that we can hear in the spirit and that we can apply to our lives, that we can change situations. Situation they're trying to take us out, take us down, make us sad, keep us low. No, you got to rise up in the revelation of who you are in Christ right now. Not when you get to heaven. Right now. And so Junior White over there in the 21st verse, I do not frustrate the grace of God. the grace of God, of me being buried with him and rolled with him. Now, here's what I want you to catch a hold of. Wearing the grace of your resurrection ownership anointing. Wearing the grace. It's a grace on you. You're going to leave out here with a grace on you. Wearing the grace of your resurrection ownership anointing. Now listen at this. The anointing is the supernatural empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Just think about now, everything you're dealing with, you recognize I can function on this from the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. You're not going to understand the resurrection if you don't get it in. Now, I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost will hit you in about 15 minutes. You're not going to be able to operate or celebrate the resurrection unless you own it. And the resurrection cannot be celebrated in the flesh, cannot be celebrated in a store. The resurrection got to be celebrated in your heart. You got to let God touch you a special way this morning. Say, touch me, Lord. Yeah, don't go through this great celebration and don't be touched with a higher power. You know, I mean, shout all right. That's good. I'll shout. But I want them to touch me. I want some inside information. May God give you the revelation to walk out of any situation that is holding you back or holding you down this morning. May you recognize, devil, you can't hold me. You can't stop me. You can't keep me in this position. I'm a resurrect out of this position. I got resurrection power. Talk to me. On the inside of me. I'm not just celebrating the day. I'm celebrating the life this morning. I live a resurrected life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's that, wearing the grace of your resurrection ownership anointing. The anointing is a supernatural empowering of the Holy Spirit. Here we go. Destroying yokes and removing burdens. Destroying yokes. If you came here with a yoke this morning, you came here with a burden. You came to the right place. Because in the name of Jesus, I declare that every yoke, everything that's holding you down in your life, is destroyed this morning. Every burden is taken off your back. Good God Almighty. Oh my, I've been to church. Every yoke destroyed and every burden taken off my back, supernaturally. Not by might, no, by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. I want to tell you, from the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, the yoke is gone. That burden you've been carrying the last 16 years is removed right now. At this moment, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Not only Jesus going to have a resurrection this morning, but every person under the sound of my voice, your life is going into a resurrection this morning of power and grace and glory and victory that God wants you to have. Everybody getting off your back. Yeah. I feel it. I don't know if you feel it. I feel something going on in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell somebody I'm here for a reason. I'm not going to miss it. Tell them I'm not going to miss it. I'm really going to celebrate Easter this morning. destroying yokes and removing burden. Here we go. I want you to write it down. Sit down. I want you to write it down. Anointing doors, D-O-O-R-S, are opening all day long. This is our time. When you come in the time of revelation, understanding, anointing, this is your time. This is the church time. Yeah, we're not just church members, but we are anointed. We are appointed by God. We got power on the inside of us. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. So therefore the world don't have nothing to stop me with. So I'm going to take the sword of the Spirit in the morning and cut that word out of you. Have you some joy? Have you some peace? Stop letting other people victimize you. Take your life. Stay in the present moment. Hit this place, Holy Ghost. Just for a few minutes. Hit this place. Get in the inferior out of your interior of your mind and conscious. Don't let inferior ever come nowhere around you. Resurrect on it. Tell it I'm redeemed. Blood been applied to my life. I'm a child of the living God. Some of y'all ain't saying nothing, just checking that. Sitting there like you in a ballroom or something. I'm telling you, supernatural thing. Won't you say something? Y'all gonna stop me from preaching in 15 minutes. Y'all letting this roll over you. This is too powerful. You about to go to another gear. Your life about to change this morning. That's right. Resurrection power is upon you right now. You're going to handle everything different from this morning. You designed to live a resurrected life. Every day. This is our time getting the inferior out of your interior of your mind and conscience. Stepping in the anointed position at all times. You better sit down right there. Sit down. Stepping in the anointed position at all times. I don't care where you're at. Supermarket. I don't care where you're at. Job. You're always stepping in your anointed position. Shoo. Keeping yourself in a position to be used by God to minister to others who need revelation in their life. You got an assignment. Oh my God. Every child of God has an assignment. And if it's sad if you never find your assignment, and just think all the assignment up here in the pulpit, you got an assignment. You got an anointing. God on the inside of you. You can call for miracles. You can call. Come on here. You can call for signs. You can call for wonders. Don't live a dead Christian life. Rise. Resurrection come to your life this morning. That's why you're here. Don't let nobody talk to you that you're inferior. How you going to be inferior and you got Christ on the interior? Stop being victimized. Look people in the eye. Don't drop your head. Look at them. You talking to people, look all up in the ceiling. Look right at them. They ain't no better than you. You're a Christian. Come on. Say, I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God.
I rose with Christ.
Here we go. I'm going to give you a definition. Go ahead. I'm going to give you a definition of Easter. We're going to change the definition of Easter this morning. We're going to take the rabbit out of the basket. This is a short statement, but I think if you meditate on it, it's going to be a shift in your life from this day forward. Easter means divine rights paid for. I have a divine right to be healthy. I have a divine right to be wealthy. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. I have a divine right to be happy. I have a divine right to have the best. Y'all don't want to talk to me up in here. Y'all ain't going to answer up. God watching you now. If you don't want to be exposed to the best, just keep your mouth closed. But God is trying to expose you to the real Easter. It's on the inside of you. Watch this. Easter means divine right paid for. It means that all satanic powers are defeated. From this day forward, anything that come up against you, you can look it in the eye and tell it you're defeated. Are you hearing? I don't want you to just hear my voice. He's trying to talk to you. He says, listen, one of them, Easter mean divine right paid for, all right? All my divine right paid for. It means that all satanic powers are defeated. Good God Almighty. I'm going to get to some more scripture in a few minutes. We're not going to stay all day. It's time for the total man to blossom in the grace and glory of God to magnify to the world the goodness of God. Now look at this verse here. I bet we never brought this verse. John 3:16 is the Easter verse. Turn to John 3:16. It's a resurrection verse. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but what? That's a resurrection for it. How many of y'all believe in him? Well, you got resurrection life right now. Look at Matthew 16:24. So we'll look at a few verses. Then I'm going to give you a few points and we'll have it wrapped up. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You're sitting here, you done whoop every problem this morning. God didn't give you a revelation that no problem is bigger than you. Because the greater one live on the inside of you. Talk to me here. I get off that religious bus. And get on the revelation bus. That religion bus just go through the motion. But if you get on the revelation bus, where you can hear God's voice, my sheep hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Every time you look like you're defeated, you follow the voice of a stranger. Every time you sad and can't get no joy, you listen to the voice of a stranger. There's joy on the inside of you. No matter what the situation is, talk to me, I'm here. No matter what it looks like, there's joy on the inside of me. No matter what I feel like, there's joy on the inside of me. I've got the victory in every situation. Victory belongs to me now. Victory belongs to me tomorrow. Victory will belong to me next week. Every day is a day of victory to me. I hear the Spirit of God says, children, apply your relationship with me. In every situation, be still and know I'm God. Every time your mind go to floating in defeat, you stop it and talk to it. And go to Romans 12:2 and bring it back in line. All right, Holy Spirit, I'm going to go a few more minutes and hit this place. There's men and women here alive to you. They know you. Some going in new territory this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Turn to Hebrews 12. You may be seated. Hebrews 12:1-2. It's where you're headed. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also come past by with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Then look at this second verse now. Looking. Not look.
Looking.
Unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That's who rolled this morning. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Now, let me give you a revelation here. There are some things you may be going through, but keep your joy. How I keep my joy if I'm going through something? I know it can't stay here. Everything that come against me, I'm going to resurrect out of it. That's what resurrection is about. I got power beyond every other power. Living on greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. He's the author and finisher of my faith. Look at this scripture. All the finish who for the joy said for him, endure the cross, the spot, endure the cross. Sometimes you're going through something. But if you know something, you're going through something, but you know something. It might not be right now. It might not be right now, but I'm going through it. Meaning that every opposition that come in your life, they're going to come a resurrection moment. Whatever, I won't shout now, whatever you're going through right now, you got to know if it's not for you, you're going to get out of it. Jesus did not raise or wasn't rolled up by himself. When he got up that morning, Leroy got up with him. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me. Think about it. I want you to activate some of these things. When your mind is wandering, Wandering mind is dangerous. Shut your mind down and tell your mind, shut your mouth. I'm talking right now. You mean tell me you never talk to your mind? Now, don't get insulted, but I don't care if you do. Your mind is stupid. When it comes down to spiritual things, you got a stupid mind. It don't know, all it know is feeling. You got to shift it into the spirit. You got to let your mind, that'll mess your mind up. Yeah, if you're not filled with the spirit, get filled with the spirit. Because your mind is afraid of tongue. Your mind, ta-da-da-ba-cha-ca-cha-cha-cha. You know, say you're not going to make it. Ha-ta-da-da-ba-cha-ya. Them demons asking one another, what he said? Oh, wave your hand at me. You got such a good life. Woo, I want to scream up in here. Woo, my God. You got such a good life. Jesus paid it all, didn't he? And I'm glad about it. And I believe I'm going to shout right now. Go ahead and shout about it. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Bible says, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shoo. Shoo. See where you end up at? Sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. Sit down. I'm going to give you a few more notes. Boy, I love them songs, this song. I've been in church 57 years. I ain't never heard them song. You sing song with a meaning. With words that celebrate what's going on. Don't just sing a song to me about when I get to heaven. So because of the resurrection anointing, you will not go down another day. I just want you to write Isaiah 10:27. All yokes that come in your life because of the anointing, because of the resurrection, will be destroyed. Blessed in the growing power of the anointing. The anointing have growing power. Romans 8:26-28. The anointing have growing power. You start off in your infirmity, but then you end up with the mind of the spirit. Then you end up at Romans 8:26-28, end up with the mind of the spirit, end up in the will of God, end up functioning in the love of God, the call of God, and the purpose of God. Then it says all things work together for good for them that love God. Isn't that wonderful? As a child of God, you sit here and the Lord is telling you all things going to work out together for your good, no matter how it look, how it feel, how long it been there. When it end up, you're going to come out on top. It means, my brothers and sisters, oh my God, it means that every day you can live a resurrected lifestyle. Paul didn't find out what God is saying about the situation. Don't be calling everybody. Call God. Jude 20. Building most holy faith with the anointing. This resurrection anointing. Building yourself on your most holy faith. Jude 20. Building yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Why is this? What resurrection mean? Get this, daughter, you young daughter. Breaking the power of the enemy on every level. Breaking the power of the enemy on every level. 1 Corinthians 2:1-10. I can't read all these verses, but you can read them. breaking the power of the enemy on every level. Now I want you to hear this one clearly, because this one's going to help you over many things. In Romans 12:2, come on, daughter. Romans 12:2. Beholding the power I received. Oh, that's $1,000 she always giving. She saw. I bet she's receiving too. Now, y'all want to hear this now? Listen. Breaking the power of the enemy on every level. Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:1-3, you got to get the right kind of preaching. That's what 1 Corinthians 2, you got to get the right kind of preaching. You got to do the right kind of listening. That your faith will not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So you came to church this morning, and you to find out, breaking the power of the enemy on every level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know some of y'all got something you want to deal with, right? Yes, sir. You in this world, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got something to deal with.
Yes, sir.
You can set up your look all prissy and everything, but you got something to deal with. I know it up here. You always got something to deal with. But if you know how to deal with it, I said, but if you know how to deal with it, I want you to learn how to live in a resurrected moment all the days of your life. Bringing a full anointing to the table. Luke 4:18. Shh. Oh my. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because he have anointed me. Preach the gospel to the poor. He have sent me. Look at all those elements, all those things that the anointing is in charge to do. And I'm saying that a resurrected anointing is upon you and within you this morning. Do you receive it? Do you believe it? Are you going to use it? Stop crying and lying. Stop acting like you're going to make it. You already made it. Enemy is lying to you. Anything the enemy got against you right now, he's lying to you. He's playing with your mind. Shift him to your spirit, and he can't handle you. You notice the Bible didn't say as many is led by the mind, as many is led by the spirit. Hallelujah. I'm almost through. But you shall receive power. Acts 1:8. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all write this down. I want y'all to meditate on this. This came out of the spirit world. Breakthrough anointing is flowing everywhere. At your house, on your job, in your business. Breakthrough anointing is flowing everywhere. Man, I'm ready to dance now. That's a powerful statement. That breakthrough. You mean to tell me everywhere I go, there's a breakthrough anointing? I can come up out of this? I can deal with this? Now, all right, Lord, I'll tell him. Now, listen. Psychology, education, all governmental authorities, can't get you out of this. That's why you got that flag flying over the other flag. Only Jesus can set you free. Who in here with me? Only Jesus can set you free. They can say it. We don't know what we're talking about, but we got to show them that Jesus is the only one can set you free. Education, psychology, YouTube, computers, that phone we use so much. We use that phone, don't we? Y'all better go ahead and talk to me. I know y'all using it. But it can't set you free. We use that phone about 35-40 times a day, some of y'all. Might be more than that. But it still can't set you free. But Jesus. Yeah, I'm proud of him. Yeah, I'm backing him up. God dog it. I don't care what you think about me. Jesus have set me free. I was a street runner. He called me out the street. Took it all out of my life. Took me from unholy to holy. 52 years ago. I've never been back in the world again. He's real. I want to shout about him. Anybody in here, he changed your life. Anybody else got to shout? Anybody else, he took, you remember what he have done for you? How many of y'all in here, God have done something for you? And he's doing something for you right now. How many of y'all will say, thank you, God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your kindness. How many of you ever made a mistake and he forgive you for it? How many of you have been washed with the blood of the Lamb? How many want to shout about it? Go ahead and shout about it. I like them words. Free at last. Free at last. Good God of us. That's real freedom there. Free at last. You should know the truth. And the truth will set you free. I want to scream, man. Woo! Jesus is so real. I said, Jesus is so real. He's so real, he's up in here. You get the Holy Spirit to clap it, partner. You got something going. Glory to God is right. Don't y'all let that one sister leave y'all behind. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. That is right there. That is. Get what you need. Get what you need. Get what you need right now. Woo! That's the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! my goodness. Woo, my goodness. Hallelujah. Breakthrough anointing is flowing everywhere. I'm clothed. Believe this and remember this, that the anointing is more powerful than money. For it can produce things money can't buy. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Let me give you this prophetic word and I close. You must receive the challenge of resurrection grace on a daily basis that puts you in your sonship position to function in the same power on earth that Jesus gave us, and the Holy Spirit is constantly revealing and releasing. The question is, how much are you receiving? The same Spirit that raises Jesus from the dead dwells in me now. We are not called to celebrate just a day, but a lifestyle. Tomorrow you celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead. Next month, you celebrate that Jesus. You must use your sonship authority on a daily basis and get the kingdom assignment on earth done. You heard that? You must use your sonship authority on a daily basis and get the kingdom assignment on earth done. Not just the pulpit, you. The resurrection power is on the inside of you. Let it flow. Let it flow. And remember, there's always more. This resurrection authority must be revealed and released in time like these. Cultures must be faced with the supernatural power of God that will shed everyone and everything that do not respect Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, will shut them down. And he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Faith, grace, and mercy are being released right now in your life. I bless you today. I bless your body to be healed. I bless your mind to be corrected. I bless your life to flow. Come on, sir. Flow, life, flow. Flow, resurrection, flow in me. I love you, sir. I receive you. Another $1,000 check. Flow, resurrection, flow. In my life. Now there are many of you, some I'm clothing, but you got changes got to be made. Y'all not dedicated enough. Y'all got God on your list. God said, take me off your list. And spend more time with God. Are you following me? Yeah, come to prayer meeting every now and then. Boy, got quiet then. Oh, Jesus, I may hear good God, but don't tell me about coming to no prayer meeting. It will put your life in a place of advancement. Yes. I see a lot of y'all are faithful, and you've been trained wrong. I'm part of the mess. You've been trained wrong. Give him first place. Look how quiet it is. God said, take me off your list. I'll tell you this. You don't know what you're missing. A personal, intimate relationship with God. They pray for service. They pray. How come I just sitting with them? We had one this morning, didn't we? Oh, jeez. How come I just said with him? I wanted to. Let this resurrection day be a change in your life. You don't come to church sparingly. You don't know what the man of God got to say to you. You don't know what message God got to send you. That's why he set it up like that. Come on, children, talk to him. Yes. What's wrong with you coming to church Wednesday night? What wrong with that? You eat every day. Just don't eat 2 or 3 days. It's just, I'm not eating this day. Then you want him to put it on the table. Just leave me alone. All right. I'm trying to get you somewhere. Anybody?